Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his service to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all of his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with the will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It really is hard to stay ready. When we get ready, there is the expectation of something arriving soon. When we get ready, we stand on the edge, as it were. We pick up the pitcher to pour. We slice the loaf. We wash the floor. We dust the chairs and set the table. We pick up a pen. We turn the key. We pass the plates. We expect an arrival soon. Not later, not tomorrow, but soon. Jesus tells us today that readiness is not about time. Gospel readiness is consistent behavior based on what we know we are asked to do. Readiness is not about knowing the day and the hour. It is about being who we know we are meant to be, always, at all times, in all circumstances. Yes. Jesus acknowledges it is a lot to ask, but it is only because we are given so much. We are basking in an abundance of mercy, enough to distribute again and again and again and still have more left over. We are filled with an overflowing measure of joy, enough to be shared over and over and over and still have layers left. We are loved so profoundly, so completely, so lavishly, that giving it away only increases love in our lives and hearts. We are given much. We are given even more than that. So if we think being ready is about standing on the mark and waiting for a signal to go, we have it wrong. Gospel readiness, as we hear Jesus describe it today, is about being found already gone, distributing the much and the more we've been given, because we just cannot wait. The mercy, the joy, the love we have found compels us into action at all hours and all times. We are the servants who know our master's will.